trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Waking Bears News. Brandon Martin will now play for the Jets. For all the details, keep it here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. It's 101 for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. The Wolves' next home game is Wednesday, March 11th at Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Bears making some big-time moves with the start of the league year approaching at 3 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. First huge player move for Ryan Pace, the new general manager, ends the Brandon Marshall era. Sources confirming the Bears and Jets have reached agreement on a framework of a deal that will send the star receiver to New York in exchange for a reported fifth-round pick, the trade contingent on Marshall passing a physical. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Rosen Mazda, where you can save a fistful of dollars. The Bears also make it official, announcing that they're bringing back Jimmy Clausen for the 2015 season. In baseball news, big talk this morning on the Mully and Hanley Show, courtesy of Cubs chairman Tom Ricketts.
How do you define a successful 2015 season? What are you looking for here?
Well, I think that the entire organization believes that this is a time for us to win our division. And, you know, if we don't achieve that goal, I think that there'll be a lot of disappointment.
That's because a lot of moves were made this offseason, including the acquisition of John Lester, who makes his spring training Cubs debut today. They play Cincinnati at shortstop in that game. Carlos Rodon will pitch for the first time in a White Sox uniform. They're taking on San Diego. Rodon, the Sox first-round pick last year, he's taking the place of the injured Chris Sale. NBA Bulls in Indiana. They have won 9 of their last 12. Bulls in second place in the Eastern Conference, a half game ahead of both Toronto and Cleveland. Hockey, the Blackhawks hosting Edmonton. Tonight's game expected to mark the Hawks' debut of physical forward Andrew Desjardins, acquired in a trade with San Jose. College basketball, the NCAA suspends Syracuse coach Jim Boeheim for 9 games as a result of multiple infractions over the last 8 years. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Now for a limited time, get $89.99 standard brake service after a $20 online rebate at participating Firestone Complete Auto Care stores, keeping your car running newer longer. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Zach. Good to have Zach here to be part of the Bears conversation, yeah. Which was passionate and
resourceful.
And, oh, my, for Zach, absolutely. And we appreciate our guests today, Greg Gabriel, Dan Pompey, and Adrian Wojnarowski. For those of you who are waiting for Len Casper at noon, we'll reschedule and talk to him on Monday as the bigness of the news took over. In fact, on Monday, Boomer Esiason will be on the show. Little New York perspective on the trade and also on his beloved New York Rangers who play the Blackhawks Sunday night. Patrick Manley, my favorite long snapper, will be on to talk about the locker room and Brandon and what has happened. Producers today, Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, Adam Harris. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Our intern is Jason Kastner. Did a nice job today, Jason. Thank you. We now go out to B&B live at Caliendo's. Character voices for everybody. And Winfield, the Bud Light Who Needs To Tavern Tour. Hello, men.
You guys sound great today. I got to listen to a lot of your show, and it's just been compelling all the way through. Really good stuff.
Thank you. I listened to a show. I didn't get any of that.
Of course you did. No,
I didn't get it. I got none of that. Yeah,
it's been really good, and everything covered in depth. You guys hit almost every angle that's possible with something like this, but it's a hell of a day. It's a holiday, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. You guys were right on. I mean, they tried and they got rid of him. To get a fifth round pick for a guy that people could have gotten for free in a couple of days, some nice moving by one Ryan Pace. I mean, it makes you feel good about
the guy
in hell.
Last night. It does. And here I started hearing last night that this thing was over one way or the other, that he was going to be released if they couldn't find
a
deal.
That trade thing, you're
right.
Done.
Right. Once you're out there, it's over.
Right.
And the fact that even though, and everybody in the league knows that, but I think they were close on something yesterday when I first started to hear about it, and it was finalized
with
this
Indy?
Morning, but they got something. Well, no, it was actually with the Jets the whole time.
I love it. He's a Jet, too, by
and,
the way.
Oh, that's great, too. So the question I always had, because I went back through the timeline, and I wrote about it today for 670thescore.com, going back to the end of the season, before they even fired the coaches, and then shortly thereafter when they fired the whole coaching staff and blew out Emery, I knew that there were elements of ownership and upper management that had decided they wanted to move on from Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got in with Pace. And of course, he led them to Pace, and Pace would not take this job unless he had absolute control over the roster and the coaches. And
right.
They said, "Sure." They said, "Sure."
And that was the crux of our impassioned conversation several weeks ago that has been referenced by a lot of texters. The crux, from my perspective, was that Pace was enabled with full power, so the decision had not been made yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, had they hired someone else, it's possible that they would have forced this decision on them. Not in his case, because it was a specific condition of the hiring of this guy. However, they did make very clear to him how they felt about Marshall, but said, "This is how we feel, and if you want to tell us that we're wrong and he has to be a part of your team, that's your call."
And so he did his due diligence and he got rid of him.
Right. Yeah. My next question was, how did Pace arrive at the decision?
Right.
And here's what I found out. That there were several factors that contributed to him coming to the same conclusion that as his bosses did earlier. Part of it was that he and Fox are working very closely together. He and Fox were dismayed that after they had made it clear to Marshall that they didn't want him to do the television show.
It
didn't stop him from publicly saying, "I want to do the television show." That bugged them. They were unpleasantly surprised that on camera he was pandering to John Harbaugh about it.
See, now hold. Let's back up a second, because him talking about the television show was a terrible move on his part. Clearly,
it's outward defiance.
But I had heard, Bernsey, that they had not had the conversation of you can't do the TV show, and Pace intimated it as much publicly that they hadn't told him, and that's what surprised me. It didn't seem like they even had the conversation of this is what we would need you to do if you're going
to
come back.
They kind of had to, especially with that situation.
I was told that they did make it clear. It wasn't in the initial face-to-face meeting, but they were at least under the impression that Marshall was made to understand that this wasn't going to happen if he was a Bear. Then there's the stuff with John Harbaugh. Then there was the day they had their meeting, their face-to-face meeting. And not 2 hours later, Marshall was at a press conference for one of his personal interests, telling everybody what was said in that meeting, and they were taken aback by that. Most importantly, though, Pace talked to a lot of players in person and had private one-on-one conversations with players who he thinks are material and perhaps not as part of his evaluations. And the support that Marshall got among players was described to me as minimal to non-existent. And the quote that I used from a source who said, no player jumped forward to say, we have to have this guy.
Including number six.
So I don't know for a fact.
Certainly not.
No, I don't know that for a fact. I don't think so. I can't report that because I didn't hear that directly.
I don't think so.
But of the guys they talked to, nobody went to bat for him privately.
Simple as that.
And that led up to today.
When you don't win and you're a jackass to people, apparently, it's time for you to go. It's a very simple equation. That's why.
As every family, though.
Right. Exactly.
Every family trades him.
Exactly.
I wish I could have done that.
Short-term relationship guy. Short-term relationship guy.
That's what he is.
And we've been following along in New York as they are rejoicing.
Overjoyed.
They are overjoyed.
The same way we were 3 years ago.
Of course.
We thought we got ourselves a number one wide receiver.
They gave up a fifth-round draft pick for a guy with more than 700 career catches who's been as good as anybody.
He's still probably got a couple of years of good football left in him. It's not like he's some bum. It's not like he's done. If he's mildly healthy, he's still probably good for 75.
It's just
1,100 and 8-9 touchdowns.
It's so amazing how long we pined for a true number one. How long we pined for a true number one real wide receiver in this town, and you get one.
You got everything that comes.
And he turned into a must launch. He turned into a must launch for a couple different factions of an organization. It's sad.
That's why I asked you guys yesterday during the transition, and we talked about yesterday speaks about, was it a difference of maybe this leadership group who holds more gravitas than Mark Trestman and Aaron Cromer?
Yeah, they would try that.
Of course, their resounding no came about today, but
they considered it.
Yeah.
They considered it.
Yeah. I mean, John Fox dealt with Steve Smith, and Steve Smith's not a bad guy, but he's a volatile personality.
He'll punch your ass in practice.
And make you like it.
I think it's also the big picture difference in the way you calculate risk and appropriate risk.
Yeah, you're not in go-for-it mode like you were the last 2 years.
Exactly. I think you can swallow hard and say, you know what, maybe this thing holds together long enough that we can win.